A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, Christ gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants, tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching, arising from human trickery, from their cunning and the interest of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with the proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. Verbum Domini. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. Forever I will confirm your posterity and establish your throne for all generations. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, that my hand may be always with him, and that my arm may make him strong. My faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and through my name shall his horn be exalted. He shall say of me, "You are my Father, my God, the Rock, my Savior."
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. Jesus raised his eyes toward heaven and prayed, saying, "Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one, just as we are one. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world. And I consecrate myself for them so that they also may be consecrated in truth. I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I and them, and you and me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Verbum Domini. I often say that one of the primary reasons why God raised up this network was to enable people to pray together from all over the world, wherever our transmissions reach, and especially at this important time in the history of the church, that we all can be united in praying for, as our opening prayer said, that God in his boundless fatherly love may grant a pastor who will please you by holiness and show to us your watchful care. And so we're praying for the Sacred College of Cardinals. We're praying this Holy Mass in particular for that intention. And we're going to have the rosary all the way up until we have the election of a new pope. So please join us after the live Mass. We'll be praying a prayer to the Holy Spirit, comes from the sequence on Pentecost, and then we'll ask Our Lady in a particular way through the prayers of the Holy Rosary to help the church at this time, she who is the mother of the church, she who is the queen of the apostles. And then when we find out who our new Holy Father is and his new name, we'll also have a rosary on that day to pray specifically for him. So this is one of the reasons why God has raised up this network, so that those of you who may be homebound or in prison even, or in hospitals, aren't able to get out, and all people who are able to join us, let us pray together for this particular intention at this important time in the church. And you know, there are many times or a number of times in the Gospels where we read that Jesus went off to a lonely place to pray, or that he spent the whole night in prayer, in communion with God. And perhaps we've asked ourselves, I wonder how he prayed. I wonder what he said in his prayer to the Father. Well, at the Last Supper, he prayed out loud. And that's our gospel for today, which shows us how he prayed. And you know what? He was thinking of you personally. When he prayed, he was praying for you personally. We heard that in today's gospel, where Jesus said, I pray not only for them, for those who were with him, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That's us. That we have a claim on Jesus' heart because he thought of us. He prayed for us. He thinks of us in the present tense. He prays for us as our eternal high priest. And so to never forget that reality. And the Lord shows us how we are to pray too. He prays with this intimacy again and again. He says, Father, Holy Father, Righteous Father, in this beautiful priestly prayer in the upper room from John chapter 17 we had today. And so we too have to be aware of this reality that God cares for us more than we care for ourselves. He is our Father. that he cares for us. And these events of these days are proof of his care for us. That after the death of the apostles, Peter and the other apostles, that wasn't going to be the end of having the means to grow closer to Christ. That they would choose successors that has come down to us to our own time. Why? So that we too might have the means of sanctification, that we might be taught his truth, his word. Jesus spoke in today's gospel about consecrating us in the truth. What does consecration mean? It means setting apart. In other words, we're going to live differently than just the way the world lives. We're going to live in the truth. We're consecrated for the truth. So we have this apostolic college, of which Peter's the head, to lead us into the truth, to hand on faithfully the deposit of faith that the apostles have given to us, that Christ gave to the apostles and they to us. And then we have the means of sanctification. Is the church perfectly holy here on earth? No. But she is one holy Catholic and apostolic church. Why is she holy? Because she's been given the means of sanctification. And in Christ and through Christ, we are sanctified through the sacraments like this one. That we're given the means to grow in holiness, to be sanctified. So the church is holy because of her founder, Christ, and because what he does through his church, the sacraments, handing on his word faithfully. These are the ways in which we are sanctified, and then we're guided and we're governed as well, because we need that. We don't need all of these divisions, and that's what the Holy Father is to be, a source of unity for all believers. Because what was Christ's prayer? That we'd all experience the joy of unity. And it's in him that we can experience that unity, because our unity comes from the Blessed Trinity itself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons and yet united in this perfect unity. And she is one because of her founder, Jesus Christ. She is one because of the common liturgy that we celebrate. You know, if we go to these various countries throughout the world, we'll feel at home there. I traveled to Japan with Mother Angelica. They were looking to possibly open a monastery there. And we went there with the Mass. It was all in Japanese. Didn't understand a word, but I knew what was happening. And I could translate it, of course, because I was familiar with the liturgy. And I felt at home there among these Japanese people. And that goes for every country. And I think that's also what we're seeing at this time, too. You're seeing this college of cardinals from every continent. The universality, that we're one holy Catholic, which means universal. All are called to salvation in Christ, to life in him. And he gives us the means by which we can be united to him. He prayed for us in that great priestly prayer, that he's praying that for all those who will believe in me through their word, this word that has come down to us through the centuries, through the succession of the apostles and Peter. And this is a great manifestation of this truth of apostolic succession. We have a connection all the way back to our Lord himself. And our faith too has been given to us, it's been handed on to us. We can see that remotely in history that's true. It comes from Christ through the apostles, an apostolic succession. But it also is true of love today, in the present moment. Whoever handed on the faith to us, for me it was my parents. For others who maybe their parents weren't believers, it was a friend or someone that they encountered that the Lord brought into their life. And through the love of sharing the gospel, we became believers. And so we have a claim on Jesus' heart. because he prayed for us, and he prays for us. He thought of us, and he thinks of us. This is the good news. This is the whole reason why the sacred conclave of cardinals is taking place right now, so that we might continue to have this visible source of unity of the vicar of Christ on this earth, while Christ always remains the head, while Christ always remains with his church all days into the end of the world. And you know, during this week, that we always have John chapter 6. And today's reading, the gospel, said this, which kind of ties all of this together, where Jesus is saying this, and he's speaking, of course, about the Eucharist. We all share the one loaf, the one bread. We're one in Christ. That's what unites us. And that's really the only thing that unites us, is Christ, the Blessed Trinity. And here's what he said. Everything that the Father, this would have been today's gospel if we hadn't used the proper readings, John chapter 6. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me. And I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. This is Jesus' prayer, that we would all be united. United in the divine life, already beginning here on earth, but fully realized in heaven. It's why he came. It's why he gives us the Eucharist. Why he gives us all these many means by which we can be united to Christ. So let us continue in our prayers for the cardinals as they begin the conclave today. But let us always go forward with hope, because the Lord thought of us in his prayer. He prayed for us in his prayer. And in the present, he thinks of us. He prays for us. And he loves us.